Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity.
Hello, welcome to the WTU podcast. AJ speaking. Today I will read for you the 9 stories from the book from Idris Shah. The first story. The Dervish who became a king. There was once a Dervish who had seen truth. He decided that he would have to become powerful in the ordinary world before people would listen to him. So he applied all his concentration to the task of attaining visible authority. In the course of time, he became a king. When he had spent some time as a ruler, the dervish realized that people did not want this way of teaching. They appeared to hear him, but acted only from hope of reward or fear of punishment. This dervish king lacked an instrument with which to teach. None came to him until he was almost at the end of his days. The second story is called The Stranger Dressed in Green. One day the aging king, out on a hunting expedition, had sat down to rest when a stranger dressed in green approached it. Saluting the king, he told him a story, this story, the tale of this book. The next section begins the tale of the book. Contrary to expectation. A wise man, the wonder of his age, sought his disciples from seemingly inexhaustible store of wisdom. He attributed all his knowledge to a sick dumb, which was kept in a place of honor in his room. The sage would allow nobody to open this volume. When he died, those who had surrounded him, regarding themselves as his heirs, ran to open the book, anxious to possess what it contained. They were surprised, confused and disappointed when they found that there was written on only one page. They became even more bewildered and then annoyed when they tried to penetrate the meaning of the phrase which met their eyes. It was, when you realize the difference between the container and the contained, you will have knowledge. The opinion of the scholars. The successor to the sage took the book to the most famous scholars of the time, saying, "We have this book and seek your interpretation. It belonged to such and such a sage, the wonder of the age, not that. This is all he left behind, and we are unable to fathom its mystery." At first, the scholars were delighted to see a work of such size bearing the name of its former owner, whom they knew to have been referred by multitudes of people. They said, "We will of course give you a real interpretation." But when they found that the book was all but empty, and what words were made no sense to them, they first sneered and then shouted at the students, driving them away in their fury. They believed that they had been victims of a hoax. That was a time when scholars were limited and literal-minded. They could not imagine a book which could do something, only a book which said something. The interpretation of the dervish. The dispirited students going to rest in a caravanserai came up a dervish and told him of their perplexity. He said, "What did you learn from the scholars?" The traveler said, "Nothing. They could tell us nothing." The dervish said, "On the contrary, they told you everything. They showed that the book was not to be understood in the manner assumed by you or by them. You may think that they lack deep, but you, in your turn, lack sense. The book was teaching something through the incident itself while he remained asleep. But the students found his explanation too subtle for their minds, and the only person who mentioned the knowledge of the book was a casual visitor to the caravanserai who overheard the interchange which I have just repeated to you, O King and Dervish. The guarding and the theft of the book. The king was so impressed by the stranger's story that he ordered the story to be inscribed and bound in a large book. This was placed in a niche in his treasury and guarded by armed men day and night. The edge king died and the barbarian conqueror divested his realm. Breaking into his treasury, this man saw the book in its place of honor and said to himself, "This must be a source of the country's happiness, wisdom, and prosperity." He said aloud, "Let the book be taken down and read out to me in our own language." But this conqueror, for all his physical power, was an ignoramus. He could make no sense from the words from the book. Marley saves the book. The barbarian had the book destroyed, but his interpreter, whose name was Marley, remembered its contents. It is through his work that its teaching was passed down. Marley opened a shop. He kept copies of the book in view for sale. Nobody was allowed to look inside until he had paid 2 gold pieces for a copy. Some learned the lesson of the book and came back to study with Marley. Others wanted their money returned, but Marley always said, "I cannot give you back your money until you return me what you have learned from the transaction as well as the book itself." Some who preferred my appearance to inner content called Marley a deceiver. But Marley told them, "You were all along seeking deceivers, so you will assume that you have found one in anyone." Yasavi buys it for 12 gold pieces. When Ahmed Yasavi was a student, he bought a copy of the book from Marley, paying 2 gold pieces. The following day he returned and gave Marley another 10 pieces of gold, saying, "What I have learned from the book is worth more than this. But since I have no more money, I give it all to you in token of my valuing this lesson, equal to my entire possessions." Yasavi of the Masters transmits it. Yasavi had the history and the content of the book, bound a volume of over 200 pages on whose cover was written, "If the thickness of books determines the value of their content, this one should assuredly be even thicker." Since Ahmed Yasavi of the Masters of Central Asia, this story has been transmitted for more than 700 years. I think the book of the book speaks for itself and no more words are necessary. So, we will hear us next month again with Rosa. Bye.